Half an hour didn't leave much time for eating or dressing, but Bale wouldn't have called so early if the matter weren't urgent. Ignoring fussing and fidgeting 3PO, Padme rushed through her morning toilette, hastily swallowed the scrambled eggs the droid handed her, then stood on her apartment's docking platform and waited for her unexpected visitor. Something scared him, she thought. Something big. Which hardly left her feeling sanguine. Bail Organa was a courageous, capable man. If he was unsettled, and he was unsettled, she'd seen the turmoil in his eyes, then it could only mean more trouble for Coruscant, or for somewhere else in the Republic. As if we don't have trouble enough, she thought. Still, the call hadn't been about Anakin. Nothing terrible had happened to her husband, and that meant she could face with equanimity any news Bail brought, no matter how dire. There could be no greater disaster than disaster befalling Anakin. She hadn't heard from him, of course, and there'd been nothing, not even a whisper of a suggestion of a rumor, on either the Holonet or from any senatorial staffer about conflict in or near the Bothan system. If there had been, she would have heard it. They say no news is good news, she thought. I say no news is agony, but surely Obi-Wan would tell me if something had gone wrong. She thought he would, even though they didn't move in the same circles, even though they were, to all intents and purposes, estranged, while being at the same time inextricably tied. Forgive me, Bail said upon his arrival. I didn't know where else to turn. As always, he presented an immaculate face to the world, perfectly groomed, conservatively attired, elegance personified. But they'd worked together for a good while now, and she could see beneath his polished surface. She hadn't been mistaken about him during their brief VidCom conversation. He was alarmed. She tried to reassure him with a smile. There's nothing to forgive, Bail, and whatever's wrong, we'll fix it. Leaving his airspeeder safely docked, they went into her living room where C-3PO served tea and then made himself scarce. Covertly considering her colleague, Padme activated the apartment's privacy seals, which automatically activated her listening devices and denied access to all visitors and incoming communications, save for Anakin, Palpatine, and a Senate alert. There you are, she said, choosing her favorite chair. We won't be disturbed. Please, Bail, tell me what's happened. Bail hesitated, then sat on the sofa. But he was clearly ill at ease, perching on its very edge, fingers close to gripping his knees. I'm in possession of some information, from a source that's reliable but, let's say, unconventional. It has serious implications for the Republic and for the Jedi. I've been asked to tell them what I've been told. She reached for her mug of tea and sipped, frowning. If it's Jedi business, why come to me? You should be speaking with them. Ignoring his own tea, he shook his head. I don't know them, Padme, at least not well, not the way you do. And they don't know me. There's no reason to think they'd believe what I have to say, especially given the circumstances. Your unconventional source? Exactly. As though sitting was intolerable, he pushed to his feet and began to roam between the sofa and the window. Of course, it's possible the Jedi already know about this, but if they don't, if they are in danger and don't realize it, he pressed a fist against his lips, as though fighting to hold back an intemperate outburst. It was so unlike him, such an outward expression of an inner agitation. Padme, he said and swung about to face her. Have you ever heard of the Sith? Sith. The name alone was enough to raise her hackles. Twice their machinations had nearly killed her, and because of the hurt inflicted upon Anakin and the murder of Qui-Gon Jinn, and the sufferings of Naboo under Trade Federation occupation, the Sith had earned her undying hatred. But she couldn't tell Bail that. As Naboo's child queen, she'd promised Master Yoda she would never reveal what she'd learned of them. She'd renewed that promise to Obi-Wan on the desperate flight from Geonosis to Coruscant when she'd overheard things not meant for her ears. Sith lightning, Dooku, a dreadful betrayal, she thought. So with only the smallest twinge of conscience, she looked at Bail Organa and lied. Sith? No, why? Who? What are they? I don't know, he said frustrated. Until this morning, I'd never heard of them either. She sipped more tea. Well, what did your contact tell you? That they're plotting an attack that will devastate the Jedi. She felt herself go cold, then hot. "You're sure of this?" Bale dropped to the sofa again. "I didn't misunderstand the message, if that's what you mean. Padme, please. I can't do this without you. You're the Jedi's friend, a trusted ally. If you speak up for me, if you vouch for me to them, then..."
"They'll trust you?"
Though she was deeply disturbed by his news, she had to smile.
"The friend of my friend is my friend?"
His own smile was brief. Something like that.
The Sith.
Anakin had told her what little he knew of them. He never admitted it, but she knew they scared him, knew he still mourned the loss of Qui-Gon Jinn, and she knew that the scars from his loss to Dooku were more than physical. But he didn't only fear them for himself. He feared for the Republic, for the galaxy. Should their darkness win, should they prove victorious in their clandestine war against the Jedi?
Sworn to secrecy or not, she thought, he'd want me to help.
She nodded at Bale.
All right.